This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9, and that was Good Morning, which is a really upbeat song to have in the afternoon. I'm not going to lie.
It's morning for somebody.
Well, that's true.
I did have a big nap this afternoon, though.
So I'm jealous. It's been a while since I've had a mid-afternoon nap, but you did rock up in tracksuit pants, which is normally my thing, there you go. Now, enough about us, because that's pretty much what you put up with for the other 2 hours. We've got a fabulous guest joining us in the studio. Please give it up for Comedy Queen, Geraldine Hickey.
Hey. That's me. Hello.
How's it going?
Thank you for bringing your fan along.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody.
This is it. This is the next 20 minutes.
I know. Just clapping. It'll be like, screw the songs. We've just got that. We're laughing.
Thanks for having me. I always love coming into Joy because I really like your headphones.
They're nice, aren't they?
They're nice and soft.
They're
a comfortable fit
around the ears. I'm not going to lie. I appreciate it.
All the big issues.
We're not just here to talk about our ears, though, are we? Because Melbourne Fringe is just around the corner and you are doing an encore of your Melbourne International Comedy Festival show as a part of Melbourne Fringe.
I sure am.
So you didn't want to create new work.
I'm bringing it back for 3 nights only. I'm doing it again because a lot of people missed out during Melbourne Comedy Festival because I sold out.
Woo!
All of the shows.
You did, and you were nominated. You were nominated for the Melbourne Comedy Festival Award, which is the big award, and you won the Piece of Wood Award.
Yes.
So. The Piece of Wood Award? What's the Piece of Wood Award?
What do you imagine it might be?
Is that? Well, I don't know. I worry if I'm going to say that. Like, I feel like, is that the wooden spoon?
No, I'm putting you in it. No. The piece of wood is, it is a piece of wood. and it is awarded to, it's essentially the Comedian's Choice Award. Greg Fleet started it many, many years ago where he gave the award to Miss Itchy. And he basically, they didn't get any awards and he thought they should have. So he picked up a piece of wood and went, here's my award. It's a piece of wood and it's for doing, good stuff in that.
Is it a fancy bit of wood or is it just like they went to Bunnings?
No, mate. It's not even Bunnings piece of wood, honestly.
just a bit of chip.
It's just a block of wood and it's, as a lesbian, I kind of want to sand it back and polish it and then hand it back in.
So it's the same piece of wood.
Yeah, it's the same piece of wood where...
you could finally put your mark on it and just,
Yeah, well, that's the idea. What it's going... Sorry.
You should always upgrade it and then hand it to the next person.
I've jinxed myself. I said, I like coming in here, the headphones being now really they're not working.
Okay, well, we've had... All right, so nothing if not technical difficulties here at 294.9.
Oh, that's
much better.
But
you've got the piece of wood.
So the piece of wood, and it's passed on to, I have to give it back at the end of the year, at the end of, come
for the
pass it on
slot,
to the
yeah.
next person.
Yeah. Do you get to pick them?
Yes, I go on the voting panel. All the past winners, basically they're in a WhatsApp group and they all go and see
Don't
shows.
Go to that one, that was crap. Yeah, go to that one.
Yeah, and basically they vote for who deserves to win it and I look forward to the politics of being in a WhatsApp group with a bunch of comedians
it's going to be a nightmare.
Now Geraldine, I didn't catch your show during the festival but I feel like I can speak to how funny it is because I did go and see Kirsty Wiebeck's show which was right next door to yours at the same time and I could hear quite a lot of rambunctious laughter coming through
the
room next
door.
That's
a bit harsh on Kirsty quiet in hers.
No, there was plenty of laughter during Kirsty's room.
Okay, good.
As well.
I was like, got to correct that.
Just during the dramatic parts of Kirsty's show, you'd hear the laughter from mine, and vice versa. I would often hear the laughter coming from Kirsty's show, which is great. Also, I had a few walkouts of my show early on as well.
Why?
Because I was supposed to go see Kirsty.
Shit, I'm in the wrong room. Sorry. I wanted to see the other lesbian. I thought there was only one.
It is.
One funny lesbian. There's not room for two.
How many people get mix us up.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're nothing alike. You've got completely different types of comedy. Your voices are completely different. Yeah, but both lesbians.
Yeah. I can't tell the difference.
Mean, yeah. You're standing next to each other and people think you're twins.
I had a woman come up to me. Well, I was standing outside the room where we were doing Comedy Festival. I was just standing outside in the foyer and this woman came and she was like, oh, love you. Love your work. Kirsty Wiebeck, you're great. And I went, no. That's Kirsty Wiebeck there, and yeah. I'm standing in front of one of her posters, and that's Kirsty Wiebeck there. I'm the other lesbian. She goes, oh yes, yeah, I know, Geraldine, I know you are. I'm like, okay, well, enjoy. I thank you for your enthusiasm, and cheers.
Well, this way then for Fringe, you've gone to the Melbourne Spiegel tent down in Collingwood, so that it's just your own place. There's no one going to be around you. There's no one next door, no one to steal your thunder.
Hopefully, well, yeah, yes. It's all about me. Do you know what else is great about it? I live in Collingwood, so it's
so handy. I'm trying to line up all my midsummer shows around the moment just to make my life easier.
It's so great. It's going to be like stage to couch in less than 5 minutes.
Oh, perfect.
No, the better thing is, yes, I was going to say, the better thing's at the end of the show. We're going to be home just like that.
There's a couple other comics during festival where we would text each other like our stage to couch time. Like, who could do it quickest?
The fastest.
Yeah. Under 20 minutes is pretty good from the city, too.
I tried once for the Comedy Festival to do a show in my home. So I reckon that... And I got a call going, nah, mate, like, you can do that for Fringe, which is happening in some Fringe this year, but the Comedy Festival, nah, we're not letting you do that. And I was like, but it would be so much easier to just kick everyone out of my house and then put on a telly.
Would it be easy to kick everyone out of your house, though?
Well, it's motivation for me to clean it, I think. That's my real motivation between
making it happen. Just invite people around. You don't have to put a show on to do that.
It doesn't work. I've been trying for years. I'm still living in an absolute mess.
People don't want to come around to your place.
No. Well, they all offer to clean, and then we end up watching TV, and it never happens. So I reckon you've cracked the title of a comedy show perfectly this one. Like, Geraldine Hickey, things are going well.
Yeah.
Like, you've cracked it, so it could be about anything.
It could be.
Anything at all. But everyone knows, everyone's like, yeah, we know what that's about.
Yeah, well, but the show is about things that are going well. Like, I just, like, normally when I write festival shows, it kind of, I look back on what's happened in my life, or I look for some big dramatic thing that's happened, and I go, oh, yeah, this bad thing's happened, and I'll talk about that and make it funny and, you know, whatnot. But this, you know, this show, it was like, oh, nothing. Everything's good.
Things are all right in my life. So
I don't make that funny.
Yeah. But it really, it was quite a challenge to kind of make it funny and not, you know, brag.
I was going to say, not your
bragging. Why not brag? I say brag it. You know, your life might suck, but mine, I'm winning.
Well, there's that. Yeah.
No, it's probably not going to be a hit. They're probably the people that walked out going, actually, my wife's just left me and she's going on about how her life's wonderful. I thought I was seeing the other lesbian. That's, this is not the way I thought things were going
to
go.
It's all about perspective, though. Maybe he didn't want to be with his wife and now he's free to go and do what he wants to do.
So that means we'll see him at a same-sex venue later on, probably.
Could be.
You never know.
Who knows?
So you're performing at the Melbourne Spiegel tent for 3 nights only.
Mm-hmm.
Nice short run for the Fringe, but I guess you've done the show before. It's sold out. Tickets are already selling very well.
I hope so.
I got that message today from the publicist. So really? Like, tickets are selling well. Great.
It's a big venue. So it's bigger than what I had during Comedy Festival. Yeah. So rather than doing lots and lots and lots of shows, I'm doing 3 in front of lots more people.
It's a great space. And you know what the good thing about, well, the interesting thing about Melbourne Spiegel tent, like, are you going to do the show where you're kind of walking around, or are you going to be up on the stage?
Oh, mate, that mic does not come out of the mic stand.
Okay, because this is the thing. If you stand in, you do it when you're rehearsing before you let the crowd in. Melbourne Spiegel tent, if you stand in the very centre where the peak of the tent is and just talk into the mic, you can hear all the sound wrap around you in the most awesome way.
Oh, wow.
Completely different to when you're on the stage.
I don't want to hear my voice, though.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
I mean, you've been loving those headphones. plenty of your voice coming back to you through those. No, exciting stuff. Very, very good. The show is running for 3 nights. Thursday the 12th through to Saturday the 14th of September.
Do you know what that means? Friday the 13th.
Oh, it does too.
Let's have a dress-up party. No, I won't, but just dressed up.
Like, let's just encourage everyone. Come themed in, you know, get your horror gear on for that Friday night.
Yeah. Come, why not? The theme is things are going well. What does that mean to you?
And, I just come and my hand's just stuck in a blender or something like that. As a theme, though, costume-wise, that could go in many different ways. Like, so you could just come.
Got to keep it open.
I have a costume theme that I have to go to. I'm hosting an event in a couple of weeks, and it's when I grow up.
Oh, yes.
And I, like, let's be honest, I've pretty much peaked a while ago. It's only downhill.
Yeah, but
now.
What did you want to be when you were younger? What were your life ambitions at 10 years old?
Oh, I wouldn't have minded a Logie.
Oh, yes. See?
You could come dressed as a Logie.
I'm thinking of swapping around and dressing as a child. Like, I'm just saying,
you could have come
I'm
as
never
Bert
growing
Newton.
Up. Oh, I mean, I'm losing the hair and I'm going to have to
just
find a toupee.
Put a suit on.
That's the problem, though. I only have suits for funerals or weddings, and whenever one comes around, it doesn't fit me anymore.
Oh.
It's not a narrative that's going well in my life. So definitely nothing that involves a suit. But I reckon, all right, if the things are going well for the Friday the 13th show, audience members, get your tickets. Come dressed up as the thing that's going well or not well in your life, just for no other reason than to make an interesting visual for you to perform
Thank
to.
Thank you. Yeah, I'd love that.
Yeah.
I'm a big
Just to keep you on your toes.
Yes,
please. Well, we'll let you go practice your venue to couch run.
Thank you.
You can make your way home. Thank you for coming in. If you want to get tickets to see Geraldine Hickey, things are going well, head to the Melbourne. I was like... going to say the wrong festival. Melbourne Fringe Festival. There's too many of them. Head to the Melbourne Fringe Festival website right now. Tickets are on our social media as we speak. Get them. It's only for 3 nights only at the Melbourne Spiegel Tent, so get on down there. Go and see it. Sold out during Comedy Festival. It's going to sell out during Fringe Festival.
It's pretty good. Please come and see it. Like, I'm pretty proud of it, and it's great, and great to have you there.
It's pretty good is a pretty good...
Like,
pretty
I don't. Put it on the poster. Comics don't say that. You know what I mean?
I know that, yeah, they're normally a bit more. Like, I've done well, but you're like, nah, it's a good show.
No, I've smashed this show. It's really great.
Why not be honest when it's truthful?
So get your tickets. Go and see it right now. Geraldine
There's a
Hickey.
Reason things are going well.
Because
I'm good at my job.
You are coming to see the shows. Get your tickets. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.